you don't necessarily go 1, 2, 3, you know. You just hunt and punch and hit and miss with these things, you know. We got someplace with who is it an overt against, you see. You say, well, did you ever withhold that from anybody? He just told you something. I never withheld it from anybody. Never occurred to me to withhold from anybody. Well, that's fine. Well, would it make anybody guilty? Would that make anybody guilty? Yeah, it wouldn't make anybody guilty. It's just an overt. Well, who's an overt against, did you say? Who'd you say it was an overt against? Oh, an overt against sanitation department. They'd have to clean up the whole town, the breeze. And so on. All right. Doesn't make sense to you. Seems to make sense to PC. That's all right. Although, remember, you have the right to satiate your curiosity on some of his answers. That's one of the things you must not forget. Because you fall out of two-way communication with the PC to the degree that you let him say and do things that you don't comprehend. You get along a lot better. He might get snappish at you, but you'll still do better with him snappish at you than you not being interested. You say, how about this advertising agency? What advertising agency? Advertising agency. What were you doing in an advertising agency? That's the question that came up at that moment to you. What were you doing in an advertising agency? I thought you were in the street sweeping business. No, that was different. That was different. I was, and all of a sudden he tells you, well, you see, during that time, I owned a business. Went bankrupt afterwards, and my wife got the business afterwards, and was very involved, and he's never thought to tell you about this, you see. Somehow or another missed this. And when you don't understand anything, rely on your own intuition. If you don't understand this sort of thing, it's probably because there is something there to be understood. I don't care how much you yip and yap and gnaw at a PC. Err in that direction all you want to. Just don't err in another direction. Well, he said it, but I don't really understand it. But I'm running all right, and he's running pretty smoothly, and I don't want to upset him, and I'll just sit here and utter the auditing command again and so forth, and I'll hope that a few questions later and so forth, why, he'll grab the brass ring, you know, and give it to me. You're kind of stuck right at that point in the session. He senses it. Oh, no, it's much better to get an advertising agency. What about an advertising agency? Mention anything about did you own the agency? No, I didn't own the agency. I was going to employ the agency to exploit my dog biscuit company. Your dog biscuit company? When did you own a dog biscuit company? Well, I owned a dog biscuit company. Yeah, well, when was that? Well, that was in 1939. I owned a dog biscuit company just before the war. You know, just very offended sometimes. You know, I've told you all this. The guy never mentioned it, you know. I lived in New York. Up to this time, you thought all of his life he lived in El Paso, see? The painful explanations a PC will go into sometime with what patience, what gnawing patience, you see. Well, all right, but it was like this, you see. It generally covers up something he feels pretty gritty about. Get some air into it. Now, you keep this going. But basically, you want to find out if he deserves to get better on this step that I'm discussing right here. See? I was talking about interjected communication amongst the auditing commands. But on this one, you just better take it up whole cloth. You better find out if he deserves to get better. And sometimes, if he appears to be a kind of a creepy nature, or a little bit upset and so forth, you could take this up much earlier. In any case, you could take it up at any time that you wanted to. Does he deserve to recover from his first marriage? He says, no. Well, then, obviously, your next question would be, would that make anybody guilty? He thinks it over for a long time, you see, and he finally says, well, my first wife. Yeah, that'd sure make her guilty. Well, you say, well, how many things about the marriage and the hangover and so forth would make her feel guilty? Let's list them off. And he says, brrrr, and there goes one marriage. It's just like unlocking the safe on some of these things, you know. But you want to know if he deserves to recover. That's the interesting question. Does he deserve to get better? Now, he's been getting better all the time, but you can't guarantee up to this time that he won't relapse. You can't guarantee he won't relapse. See, this is the make-break point. He might be better for years. But remember, most of the computations are still sitting on this case. You're going to clear this case running one lifetime. Oh, yeah?